Chapter 43, Examples of Applying the Moving Up the Emotional Guidance Scale Process. Here's the way we would apply this powerful process. When you are aware that you're feeling some rather strong negative emotion, try to identify what that feeling or emotion is. In other words, consciously think about whatever is bothering you until you can actually pinpoint the emotions that you're experiencing. This moving up the emotional guidance scale process can be used no matter what your emotional state of being, but it's particularly helpful when you're feeling particularly bad. Considering the two extremes of this emotional guidance scale, you could ask yourself, do I feel powerful or do I feel powerless? While you may not actually be feeling either one of these emotions precisely, you will be able to tell which way your emotional state of being is leaning right now. So, in this example, if your answer is powerless, then shorten the range that you're considering. In other words, ask yourself, does this feel more like powerlessness or frustration? Still more like powerlessness. Then shorten the range still further. Does this feel more like powerlessness or worry? As you continue, there's no right or wrong approach to this, eventually you'll be able to state with accuracy what you're really feeling about the situation you're addressing. Once you've found your place on the emotional guidance scale, your work is to try to find thoughts that give you a slight feeling of relief from the uncomfortable emotion you're feeling. A process of talking out loud or writing down your thoughts will give you the best reading of the way you're feeling. As you make statements with the deliberate intention of inducing an emotion that gives you a slight feeling of relief, you will begin to release resistance, and then you will be able to move gradually up the vibrational scale to a place of feeling much better. Remember, an improved feeling means a releasing of resistance, and a releasing of resistance means a greater state of allowing what you really want. So, using the emotional guidance scale, and beginning with where you are, look at the emotion that's just about where you believe you are now, and try to fashion some words that will lead you into a slightly less resistant emotional state of being. Okay, now a scale of your emotions would look like this. And you might want to write these down as we go here. If you haven't already written them down from when they came up previously in the book, you'll find them a physical list of them of great amount of use to you. Let's begin. Number one, joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, and appreciation. Those are all under number one, the top of the list. Number two, passion. Number three, enthusiasm, eagerness, and happiness. Number four, positive expectation or belief. Number five, optimism. Number six, hopefulness. Number seven, contentment. Eight, boredom. Nine, pessimism. 10, frustration, irritation, or impatience. 11, overwhelmment. Number 12, disappointment. Number 13, doubt. Number 14, worry. Number 15, blame. Number 16, discouragement. And we come down to number 17 is anger. And down to 18 is revenge. 19, hatred or rage. And down to 20, jealousy. 21, insecurity, guilt, or unworthiness. And at the bottom of the list, number 22 would be fear or grief, depression, despair, and powerlessness. Remember, you do not have access to emotions that are far from where you're currently vibrating. Therefore, although you may have spent an entire day beating the drum of the emotion where you are, on the next day, try to establish a different set point, even if it is only a slight improvement. If the negative emotion you're feeling is slight, you will quickly move up the emotional guidance scale. If the negative emotion you are feeling has begun only recently, you will quickly move up the emotional guidance scale. If you're experiencing something extremely serious, or if it's something that you've been troubled with for many years, it's conceivable that you could spend as many as 22 days moving up this emotional guidance scale, each day deliberately choosing the improved emotion just above the one you're currently feeling. But 22 days from powerless to empowerment is not a long time at all when you compare it to people you know who have been in a state of grief, insecurity, or powerlessness for many years. Now that you understand that your goal is to simply reach a better feeling emotion, it is our expectation that this process will free you from troubling negative emotions that you've been experiencing for years. And as you gently and gradually release the resistance you have unknowingly gathered, you will begin to experience gradual improvements in your life experiences in all troubling areas of your life. And now here is an example of moving a meddling parent situation from powerlessness to joy and empowerment. I haven't lived at home for over 10 years, but my mother still thinks that she needs to tell me what to do. So I avoid her because I don't like being bossed around. And then she gets mad, and that's even worse. But when we're together, she treats me like I don't know how to live my own life. I feel blame. I feel anger. Now, no matter what I do, my mother is never happy with me. That's powerless. I don't want to see her, but I feel guilty when I don't. Guilt. My mother has always been disappointed in me. Unworthiness. Nothing I do pleases her. She finds fault with everything I do. Unworthiness. I hate spending time with her. Hate. After being with her, it takes days to recover. Hate. I'd like to go far, far away from her where I would never see her. Revenge. I wonder what she'd think if I just vanished. Revenge. Maybe then she'd miss me or remember something good about me. Revenge. She would probably be glad I'm gone. Anger. She'd have to find someone else to pick on. Anger. I don't really plan on going anywhere, but I'd like to. Discouragement. I wish I could think of a way to get away from here and from her. Discouragement. I shouldn't have to be looking for a way to escape. Blame. Your mother should uplift you, not make you want to escape. Blame. I wish she could have been different. Disappointment. My friends' mothers are very different from mine. Disappointment. There are so many things on so many levels wrong with our relationship. Overwhelmment. I wouldn't know where to begin to sort this out. Overwhelmment. 10 years of therapy hasn't helped at all. Overwhelmment. She makes absolutely no effort. Frustration. She thinks our problems are really all my problems. Frustration. She thinks she's always right and I'm always wrong. Frustration. She's just that way and I don't believe she'll ever change. Pessimism. She can't see my point of view at all. Pessimism. I don't think she even tries to see it from my point of view. Pessimism. I should just accept that that's how she is. Contentment. It's not my job to change her. Contentment. I'm not the only one who finds her difficult. Contentment. Maybe, when we're both much, much older, we'll get along better. Hopefulness. Maybe I can reach the place where what she thinks doesn't matter so much. Hopefulness. Maybe in time, she'll understand my point of view. Hopefulness. Maybe in time, I'll understand her point of view. Hopefulness. Maybe in time, neither of us will be bothered by the other. Hopefulness. I really want to love my mother. Hopefulness. I want my mother to love me. Hopefulness. I know that she does love me on some level. Hopefulness. I know that she thinks she's helping me. Hopefulness. She means well, misguided as she is. Optimism. I should just let this go. Optimism. It would feel so great to just let this go. Eagerness. I'd love to not be bothered by this any longer. Eagerness. My life is so good in nearly every area. Enthusiasm. I've managed to do pretty darn well in most areas of my life. Enthusiasm. I have a great life when I take the time to notice. Enthusiasm. I love feeling good. That's who I really am. Happiness. I know I'm supposed to feel good. Empowerment. I know I'm supposed to feel good, and I want that on all levels of my being. Empowerment. I have the ability to feel good no matter what. Empowerment. It's not my mother's job to make me feel good. Empowerment. I can't change my mother's opinion about anything. Empowerment. I can control my opinion about everything, even my mother. Empowerment. My mother birthed me into this wonderful body and life experience. Appreciation. Bless her heart, I've given her a run for her money. Love. I love my life. I am so glad to be here. Appreciation. I know I'm good. I know I have value. I do know that. Knowledge. All is well with me. Knowledge. I feel so very good. Joy. I have so much that I want to do. Joy, passion, eagerness. And now, we'll move up the scale of a financial security situation. My husband and I have both worked our entire lives. We've always been very careful with our money because we knew that at some point we would want to retire. We managed to accumulate a very nice nest egg. Our son, who works as a stockbroker, said we should let him invest it and that we could really increase our savings for our retirement. So we gave him the money to manage it, and now it's all gone. Everything that we've worked for our whole lives, I don't see how we'll ever be able to retire. I feel worried. I feel discouraged. I feel blamed. I feel anger. I feel insecurity. I feel fear. Our savings are gone, and we have no way to gather them again. Fear. It took our whole lives to save it and only days to lose it all. Grief. We don't have enough time left to accumulate what we need for retirement. Insecurity. It's not right that some get richer while those like us lose everything. Hatred. I hope the market really crashes and they lose everything too. Revenge. It's outrageous that so many people were negatively affected. Anger. There should be some reasonable protection against things like this. Discouragement. We should not have trusted the people who are advising our son. Blame. They're in the business. They should have been more cautious. Blame. They're only interested in their commission. Blame. They don't really care about their clients. Blame. I hope our son realizes who he's working with before it's too late. Worry. There's no way to protect yourself against things like this. Doubt. We were so looking forward to a comfortable retirement. Disappointment. We have so much to do and so little time to do it in order to be ready. Overwhelmment. We should not be in this predicament at our age. Irritation. No one is adequately addressing this issue. Frustration. I guess most people just give up and take whatever comes. Pessimism. We are, however, in better shape than many people. Contentment. Our home is paid for, and it's a nice place to live. Contentment. Nothing should prevent us from continuing to live here as long as we like. Contentment. We both like being active. Contentment. There are many possibilities that we haven't even considered yet. Hopefulness. Our financial picture did gain momentum for a while before it bottomed out. Optimism. It's possible that something could come up that would be very helpful. Optimism. While I can't see a viable avenue right now, something could surprise us. Optimism. We've had to dig in before, and when we get determined, things do happen for us. Positive expectation. We're far from finished. Positive expectation. Although we've lost our savings, we haven't lost our experience. Belief. We're stronger and clearer as a result of this experience. Positive expectation. It'll be fun to see what the future brings. Enthusiasm. I think we'll surprise ourselves by how productive we can be. Eagerness. This has been interesting, to say the least, and we do feel more determined and more alive than before. Eagerness. I feel a new determination bubbling within me. Empowerment. I look forward to what the future holds. Passion. I know that everything will be all right. Knowledge. Things always have a way of working themselves out. Knowledge. We've always been incredibly blessed. Appreciation. And now let's apply this to the strife and starvation situation. Our whole world is such a mess. There are so many wars, so much conflict, and so many people suffering. I don't understand why, when we have all this technology and so many resources, there are so many people who are still going hungry. It seems like we should have figured things out better by now. I feel discouraged. I feel blame. I feel anger. Okay, now we're going to go up the scale. We have the technology to feed the world. Why aren't we doing it? Anger. I would donate some of my extra money, but I don't believe those who need it will get it. Discouragement. Those in roles of authority should do their jobs more effectively. Blame. There are so many people who are suffering. Worry. The pattern is so pervasive, and I see no improvement coming. Doubt. We, as a civilization, should have come along further by now. Disappointment. There are so many in need, but we're so disorganized. Overwhelmment. We need to get organized. Frustration. I don't believe anyone really cares. Pessimism. I'm tired of thinking about it. Boredom. Surely there are people out there with good ideas. Hopefulness. Every improvement springs forth from someone's idea. Optimism. Even this nation hasn't always thrived, but for the most part we are now. Optimism. Just as our lives in this nation have steadily improved, it can be that way for others too. Positive expectation. I want people all over the world to thrive and be happy. Eagerness. I want to travel and to experience firsthand this amazing world. Enthusiasm. I want to show myself that well-being does dominate this planet. Eagerness. I want to be an example of one who thrives. Eagerness. I love my nation and the life I'm living. Appreciation. I love understanding that I can control my life by deliberately offering thought. That's freedom, empowerment, and joy. And finally, I love knowing that we each have the ability to create the lives that we choose. That's knowledge. And now let's move up the emotional scale on an environmental situation. For instance, I'm afraid that we're destroying our planet. The air isn't clean anymore. You can't drink the water. It's poison. Fish are dying. The ice caps are melting. I feel blame. I feel anger. I feel insecurity. I feel fear. And now we'll move up the scale. I don't want to contribute to the destruction of our planet, but I'm only one person, and my actions have such little effect. That's powerlessness. What if, in our ignorance or greed, we've created a lifestyle that really is destroying our planet? Fear. If studies are proving that our emissions really are harmful, how could any rational politician continue to allow that harmful action to continue? That's rage. Politicians should be held responsible for their irresponsible acts. Revenge. Instead of being rewarded for their bad judgment, they should be punished. Revenge. They have access to the facts, yet they continue in the same direction. How do they sleep at night? Anger. They're all the same. Discouragement. Our leaders are corrupt, and our voters are complacent. Blame. We're moving in a very dangerous direction. Worry. I see no signs of things improving. Doubt. When I was younger, I thought our leaders were wise, wise people. Disappointment. So much needs to be changed. Overwhelmment. Everyone understands that we need change, but no one steps up to do anything about it. Frustration. Everyone seems to be happy as long as they're getting theirs. Pessimism. I am weary of the whole discussion. Boredom. I may as well mind my own business and focus on my own life, which is going pretty well for the most part. Contentment. Maybe things will improve, or maybe things aren't as bad as I think they are. Hopefulness. This is a very large planet, and it's been around for a very long time. There is definitely a pattern of stability. Optimism. Our behavioral patterns are continually molded by our exposure to experience, and it will always be that way. Positive expectation. I am so looking forward to discovering for myself, firsthand, the beauty of this planet. Eagerness. I'm making a list of extraordinary places that I intend to visit. Eagerness. This is a wonderful time to live, one in which we can travel and explore so easily. Appreciation. If I really wanted to, I could buy an airline ticket today and travel to any place I really want to go. Freedom. We live in a wonderful time. Joy and knowledge. And now let's move up the emotional scale on this example of a citizen's freedom situation. It feels as if our personal freedoms are rapidly eroding. Our government seems to have gone crazy in using its strong-arm tactics under the guise of serving the greater good. What about my good? What about the good of those like me? They've gone crazy. I know this wasn't what our founding fathers had in mind. They're probably rolling over in their graves. I feel disappointment. I feel blame. I feel anger. I feel insecurity. I feel grief. I feel powerless. And we'll start at the bottom of the scale. How in the world do we ever get to the place where these people in government are in power? Powerlessness. I can't imagine what possible rationale they have for their ridiculous actions. Powerlessness. I don't understand why there isn't a tremendous public outcry. Despair. It's truly frightening when people who clearly lack the ability to see the big picture have power. Insecurity. How is it possible that anyone could be so blind or inconsiderate about the lives of humans around the world? Rage. How can they do what they do and live with themselves? Rage. I hope they wake up someday fully aware of the damage they're causing. Revenge. I wish they could experience suffering in their own lives. Revenge. When someone's informed and tries to make a difference, they're eliminated. Anger. No one is willing or capable of stepping up and doing what's right. Discouragement. The attitude of corruption permeates and saturates our political system. Blame. We don't see who they are till it's too late. Worry. They're not true to their word. Disappointment. It's a tangled mess that seems impossible to unravel. Overwhelmment. Where's the public outcry? Frustration. People are uninformed or complacent, or they just don't care. Pessimism. However, I'm not personally impacted by them in any great way. Contentment. History has shown us that when things really get bad, the tide always turns eventually. Hopefulness. There must be brilliant people all over the world who are gathering clarity from the experiences we're having together. Optimism. Great leaders are born from difficult situations. Positive expectation. Young people all over the world are gaining clarity and strength. Positive expectation. Future generations always become purer and clearer as a result of those who've gone before. Positive expectation. When you look at it from a broad view, life on this planet is getting better and better. Positive expectation. As billions watch, observe, and formulate their own personal preferences, a worldwide asking does occur. Eagerness. Source answers our individual and collective asking, and that process supersedes the pettiness of politics. Empowerment. We've gone to the top of the scale. No one has any power in my personal experience. Empowerment. I am, and we all are, the creators of our own experience. Empowerment. Through focus, I can feel as good or as bad as I choose to feel. Empowerment. Through my choices, I offer vibrations that equal my own personal point of attraction. Empowerment. And finally, it is the same for everyone. We've reached empowerment.